News in brief at Press TV. Multiple explosions have hit the Syrian capital, Damascus. They took place near the chief of staff headquarters close to Umayyad Square. The blasts were followed by gunfire that could be heard in several neighborhoods in the capital. Militants calling themselves a Free Syrian Army have claimed responsibility. U.S. President Barack Obama repeats the allegations that Iran is seeking nuclear weapons. Obama also accused Iran of failing to meet its international obligations. Tehran has already rejected the allegations as baseless and says its nuclear energy program is for purely peaceful purposes. Anti-austerity anger is building in Spain, the epicenter of the Eurozone debt crisis. Violent clashes erupted between police and anti-austerity protesters in the capital, Madrid. Protesters are angry with the government's economic policies, particularly the major spending cuts, and the government is planning a new round of cost-cutting measures. Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari has renewed his call for an end to the U.S.'s assassination drone attacks. Zardari said that such attacks mostly kill civilians. Meanwhile, a U.S. study reveals that civilians in northwestern Pakistan are being terrorized 24 hours a day by the threat of U.S. drone strikes. South African President Jacob Zuma says the structure of the U.N. Security Council should be reformed. Zuma says the current composition of the U.N. is undemocratic. He also called for increased representation of African nations in the U.N. Security Council. And in Georgia, Orthodox Christian leaders have joined massive protests against a prison abuse scandal. Protesters led by their Christian priests rallied in the capital, Tbilisi, against prison guard abuse of inmates. The release of a video showing prison wardens abusing inmates has triggered widespread protests in recent days. Floods have stranded thousands of people in central Nigeria. The highway which connects the country south and north has been cut off. This has disrupted the flow of commodities and food across the country. Officials are trying to open an alternative route. Britain is bracing for more flooding on heavy downpours continue for a second day. Torrential rains have caused power outages and disruptions in traffic across northern England. More heavy rain is expected across parts of Wales and southern England.